Do you like to troll your children?
Absolutely.
Mostly JoJo, but yes. Uh-huh. Isaiah's harder to troll because he accepts love.
He does.
So you go and kiss him, he's just like.
Oh, you like, only do it via affection.
No, we do it by saying broski, broski, Riz.
Saying all the, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the Riz.
We love saying Riz.
Oh, I'll be like, being that I'm her.
Grizzly Adams.
I'll be like, Hermione is what some people might call
Come
me.
Come on, sit down. We won't bother you. Come on.
Deep voice.
That's not going to be soft.
That's what I said. I said something's
It's
different.
Not going to be soft.
In the basement.
This is the how to buy a private plane TikTok. I don't know how I got into private plane TikTok. But I watched them.
It's not a prophecy, so relax.
It is the Lord speaking to me directly. It's not. What do you mean?
You should relax.
He's the algorithm?
That's how you ended up with that Maserati, because that what's that man's name?
Gay Gary? Hendrix.
Yeah. You were like, he's speaking from the Lord.
I don't think he was ever going to. I think he just said that because we were in his presence.
Who said what?
Gay Hendrix said we could come to his house.
I bet you if I text him right now or email him right now, he would let us. His people stayed in contact with me for a while after.
God be, he'd just be like, man, take
copy
that face.
Paste. I don't have time.
I got a lot of stuff to do there.
Joe, you do need to order though, for real. This is why me and Joe can't be left to figure out food.
I'll just be like,
because
I don't
the two of us, we listen. It
Joe
take us
eat
too
oatmeal.
Long.
He was vetted out.
He looks so
Are you
good.
All better?
He got me. Yeah.
He tested negative.
Talking about some doggone allergies.
Did you feel bad though, or you just had it? Oh, you felt bad too.
How many days were you down bad?
I wasn't nowhere near like I was last time. But
did it feel like a regular common cold?
Chills? No. I had the cold chills. Yeah.
These colds be like, I knew it was, something was up.
They and this would me.
Piss, I know, but I'm interjecting. It pisses me off already? When I see it.
Sure enough, we're keeping this.
He has a sick robe. So when he's sick.
I got a sick uniform.
A sick robe?
I got a it sick is, uniform. It got these socks. You know, the socks that got the red at the top.
Yep. Dang, I ain't seen them in a red minute.
And they thick. They're real, real thick.
When did you buy those?
That was a long, long time ago. They feel like wearing in like Arctic conditions in your boots. Like they're that thick. So I got them socks I put on because I'd be getting cold.
Yep.
And then I usually put on I got some sweatpants I wear. And this robe that I can only wear when I'm sick because it's too hot. This robe, you will lose weight because it will make you wet.
It's red and black checkered. And when he came around the corner with that robe tied, I was like,
you already knew?
Oh, no, it made me so angry.
You should have seen me in the closet. I couldn't find my socks. I was mad. I was cold. Where's my socks? Oh, my God. Where's my socks at? Found him socks, put them on, put that robe on with them sweatpants.
He'd be so pathetic when he's sick.
Oh, men are.
The worst.
Oh. Ladies, am I right?
Coles used to not take me out like this.
No,
he but now Coles be.
I just so.
Why are you trying to? Why were you trying to go? You already ate. You already ordered your food. You got to stay. Okay, you bring him to me right now. Little handsome self. Let me have it.
Son,
where'd you order it?
You go across the seas like
from random. You want to be hungry.
It's so fun to see other people troll their children.
That's my big son.
That's your big son.
He came from my bowels.
Oh, hello. Okay. We troll our children as well. It's fun.
Broski, broski.
Marcus, you all do it like with love. Marcus trolls little Marcus like he's going to fight him. And he literally picks him up by his collar. And he's like, you say something to me. And little Marcus just laughs the entire
Melissa's dad used to pick them up by their heads.
He did. Oh. And do us like this.
Oh, no. Oh, see, that's how he knew. He said, my girls are petite because I'd be dead. My head would like snap right up off of this body.
they be liking when I rough house with them.
Yeah.
Like, I just grab all, like, what? Start throwing them around. Like, it don't. Because they'd be like, no. I'm like, I don't want to because it's tiring. I'd be,
They'll literally stand near him as he's doing it to one of the other ones, and they'll be like, Dad, stop. Like, stop. Omar, come
That'd
in.
That'd be crazy if you did that to me. Yeah, I probably wouldn't even be scared.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
They love it though. Amar too. Daddy, no.
I remember when my dad trolled me, he left.
Yeah.
And then he didn't come back.
I like that one.
Years.
That's a good troll.
You is good at hide and seek.
That hide and seek.
Where you been? I'm 13. Found you.
Found you. Oh, hey, this, I'm in again. The, you okay.
You are
the best at this.
You are. They probably should give you a Guinness Book of World Records. Your hands are cold. I can feel it through the pants.
I'm actually kind of clammy.
Are you?
Yeah. Can you get this to Courtney?
Be clammy on my balls.
Hello,
Melissa. You are giving 90s R&B diva in fullness
with matching too.
With the stomach out, with the hair.
You, was gonna match me?
You try to match me. Don't do
that. I was dressed first and you was in that bed.
No, actually, that's true.
She's like, actually, you might be telling the truth.
I got dressed first and I left the house. She said, I'm going to be just like him.
You a lie.
Y'all got to do an OOTD today.
We be doing an OOTD.
Yeah, I know y'all be doing the get ready with me, but y'all got to do an OOTD today.
Oh, that is different.
Outfit of the day. They got to do a couple's one.
First of all, you want to know what's funny? I thought get rid of me was saying grown woman.
It looks like it.
I was like,
it looks like grown.
Why y'all doing grown?
Grown.
What does grown do?
What you just now know.
I got that in this moment.
Get ready with me?
Which yeah. You know, Marcus cat. Did not moi. Know it was get ready
oh,
with
moi.
Me.
You didn't know until right now?
Till now.
Marcus, it's okay. It took me a long time to put it together. MUA? I thought they were saying moi.
Moi.
Like a kiss. Like, man, moi. Whatever, moi. I was like, man, I get it. A lot of y'all be liking kisses. And this is like, that's makeup artist. I was like,
make okay, acronyms. Artists.
That's stupid. Wow. It should be moi.
It should be moi.
You can say that. Moi me.
No, it's a kiss.
That's fantastic. Hello, all everybody. Right, welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. I am Melissa.
My name is Cody Brown.
I'm Angel.
Cody.
Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Lee.
And we are going to be reviewing The White People's Business. That is Sister Wives season 20, I think. I don't remember. Episode 7, Throw in the Towel. I've been listening to this other Sister Wives podcast. You're right. This sounds like bad news.
Yes.
Y'all just got the car insurance?
No. But our assistant's car won't turn on and I need her to bring me some stuff. So sorry.
Let me hear the sound.
Season 18, thank you.
It's probably the alternator. I would just by the
sound. Always go with alternator, battery, turn it off, turn it on.
Yes.
Unplug it, blow on it. Oh, you got it in the cartridge.
Yeah, probably
is it battery?
No.
Probably alternator then.
No, this is not clicking.
It's not clicking. Engine.
Okay, might be the starter. Might be that starter.
This, we've had this car for?
A week.
Oh, a week? Oh, take it back. Don't worry about it. Tell them to come get it. Hey, excuse me. Come get this.
Get that. Okay, go ahead. White People's Business.
White People's Business season 18, episode 7. Oh, that's what I was saying. I've been listening to these white people review the White People's Business show. And we're just gonna gather from them. Okay. We're gonna gather from them. Because the name of this episode is called Throwing in the Towel. And again, to borrow from them, the producers, the actors, the family, they've all thrown in the towel.
Oh, the producers, definitely.
Because because what's happening?
Oh, I was about to call all y'all out. I'm like, y'all can't tell me
there's nothing
y'all
happening.
Still entertained by this shit.
No. This season, there's nothing happening.
Get mad. Like, oh, yeah, y'all three, y'all can kiss
No.
They say, you guys talk for 30 minutes.
They literally shot two scenes.
Y'all talk for 30 minutes.
They went back to the same restaurant.
It's like the producers already found another job. They just sticking around to the last
100%.
Day.
I really feel like they are all on like senioritis.
It's because you wanted to review the show.
I literally, because it's been so juicy, and this season it has been nothing but dead air. The man, the white people that's reviewing the white people, he said he timed it. He said it was 14 minutes and 20 seconds of actual conversation.
Between the two?
Yes. The rest is Coyote Pass.
Talking heads.
Old pictures that they want us to see over and over again.
Over and over again.
And flashbacks. Stop putting these damn kids on. Stop bringing these goddamn kids on. Don't put them in front of no damn camera unless they off in the distance playing.
Yes. Say how you feel.
I don't understand it. This is the other thing. This is the last. Then I'm going to get to the actual facts of the show, okay? Because we probably about 10 minutes. The other thing that's happening is this thing, right? They said, okay, the white people, I don't be in it this deep, but the white people said that Mary actually left in the spring of 2023.
Oh, she stayed for a whole another year and a half?
No, what they actually think is because ain't nothing happening in her life or in the family in the storyline, they pulled her story from 2023 back into 2022.
Episode.
Because, you know, in real time on the episode, we're in like the spring of 2022. But they think because nothing's happening in Mary's life, she's not part of the family. She's not part of the group chat. She's not doing nothing. That they didn't have nothing to give her. There was nothing to shoot. So they're pulling her storyline from 2023 and they're just lining it up right now. So
the leaving in the Airbnb is in real time?
Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do in forward time. But yeah, that's
she's
what
probably
going to
be gone.
That's what I think.
And then not coming back like
that's
Christine.
Exactly what I think.
Christine cracked me up. She is actively coaxing Janelle.
She is a villain.
And I can.
You ready to go?
Yes, she is.
You want to leave now?
It's so funny to watch her do that and then is it be funny? Like, yeah, I'd be laughing. She'd be like, I couldn't be married to this version of him. He's got no courage. He used to be so bold.
Because she be throwing jabs.
He used to be so bold. Yeah. What was he doing that was so bold?
Nothing. She just likes throwing jabs.
What was he doing? Was he back like he was like pulling his sword out and fighting men one on one, five on?
They all just as dumb as each other. There is no one in this equation that is the smarter of the five.
Just as dumb as each other?
Yes.
Dumb as the other?
No, as each other.
As each other. Okay.
Yes, they are as dumb as each other, including Cody, Curly Sue. Who I was looking for is bald spots. This
I saw it this episode. Yes. I didn't see it before.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I feel like them two little tendrils is clipped on.
He got something that's keeping it back. He's got the little side, black girl side swoop, but it's.
You got the, what's them called, the butterflies that y'all used to wear?
Little butter. Yes, you better called? Know what it's called. And I love it. You know, unfortunately, I thought Mary, her face looked more aggressive this episode.
Wait, what did
see
you
how
say?
She tried to bait me in? Y'all see that?
I said Mary's face looks more aggressive this episode.
Look, if hold on, it's two of them. It's Mary
I'm talking
and
about
Janelle.
Mary.
If they're not on the camera together, that's the same damn person. I don't care what nobody says.
Well, Janelle
that
is
Martin
is,
and his mama.
Janelle is a lot smaller. I mean, Janelle's a lot bigger than Mary. That's how I tell them about.
No,
did
face
you
ain't.
Say Martin and his mama?
Yeah. Mary, Janelle's hair is blonde, though.
Yes, and when Janelle had her hair in that little 90s French roll, it looked good.
But so ain't Mary's hair blonde?
It depends on if you're talking about a flashback talking head or if you're talking about it in real time.
Real time. I'm talking about real, like real time.
In real time, it's like brown, but yeah. In the flashback.
Are y'all talking about Robin?
No.
Mary hair. Got that thick.
Yeah, her hair is blonde.
No.
Man.
It's also very dark dyed brown.
Yeah.
When?
Was she talking to Robin about moving
yes.
to the B&B?
Yeah. Pull up a
in
picture.
Real time, her hair is brown. In flashback, her hair is blonde.
In real time, her face is aggressive in this thing. And I'll explain what I mean. Our skin has huge effects on our confidence. And if you have acne or are noticing signs of aging, I personally will recommend Curology. What I love about Curology is that it really makes your skincare routine very, very simple. And it's a skincare routine that is specifically to you because everybody's skin is different. Some people's skin, it ages faster. Some people are more acne prone and you're going to want what is going to help you best. And that's what I love about it. A licensed dermatology provider will prescribe you with a personalized formula that addresses your specific skin concerns and skincare goals. Curology's custom formulas use a combination of three clinically researched ingredients, making it more effective than non-prescription cleansers and moisturizers alone. And the best part? You ain't got to go into the office. There's no in-office appointments because Curology is all online. It's easy. Just fill out a quiz about your skin, share photos, and after consultation with your provider, you will be prescribed a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. That's why we want to personally recommend Curology. You know, it can be really hard to try to find things that work specifically for you, especially if you have a different skin than your friend. You don't want to use what they're using. And I love that it really addresses my concerns specifically because I begin acne popping up here and there and I need something to help me with that. Curology makes personalized prescription skincare products. Get up to 6 skincare products free. That's up to a $52 value with free shipping and no cost consultation with a licensed dermatology provider when you go to Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Go to Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For this free offer. That's Curology.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
All right, y'all. Okay, so let's start with the conversation. Yeah, let's go there. Let's start with the conversation between Janelle and
Christine.
Thank you. And Christine. Wasn't a lot happening except the bombshell that Janelle was low-key at a point where she thinks she's ready to leave. But then the very next episode is her going on a doggone date.
For their anniversary.
For her birthday.
Oh, a birthday. That's what it was. Yeah.
They got to make the show.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to go back. Y'all just catch us up to today.
You see, it's what you said to them before. Give us now.
Just give us now. We know Janelle is, or I'm sorry, Christine's finna get married. We know she met old dude on a dating site. Take us there. I want to see how Cody is responding to Christine having a new boo and wishing him a happy Father's Day, calling him the love of her life. Like, that's what I'm here for. All this nonsense conversations, that's 15 minutes of a 40-minute episode, I don't care that much.
Exactly. And not let me tell you what pissed me off about that conversation. And I'm like, okay, y'all playing us now, and I'm about to be mad. The waitress walks in as Janelle is talking.
Yes.
Janelle is like, oh. We're going to not talk about basically what we were talking about. And then when she leaves, she's like, okay, so yeah, Cody. And I was like, you see them cameras, right?
Right.
It don't matter what you say in front of this waitress.
Right.
We all going to see it, Janelle.
We all going to see it. The waitress knows what's going on anyway. It's eight
people.
She's
not a waitress. It's a person in production.
It is eight people in 90 square miles.
Exactly.
And there's one
and all of their names, last name, end in Bram.
Yes.
Everybody.
And every conversation that's not happening at Mary's house or Robin's house, well, the front yard of the house, because ain't nobody been inside the house.
Yes.
Happens at this restaurant. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the town's business, okay? At this point, everybody and their mama know what's going on. Why are you trying to pretend like they don't know?
Let's be quiet. This one lady is here. Whole America. I hate my husband.
That's what it really was. I said, why are they trying to play in our face? I was like, why are you doing that?
It's so unnecessary. It's theatrics.
And where are the other people at this restaurant? There's what is the rating there of this restaurant?
This restaurant zero. Rating is F.
Yes.
I said, because everybody in
the
here.
Only people they serve are the Brown family, and the only checks they receive are from production. It's
yes.
not a real restaurant.
Yeah.
Do they be showing the food?
Yes.
Cody chips was eating and salsa.
Yes. And Janelle was eating a bowl of beans
from her house.
I ordered a bean soup from one of these restaurants over here, and it was just a bowl of beans. And I ate it.
Oh, they try to make it sound cute. They're it's like, bean soup. Yeah, I remember
them out the can.
When I was in middle school, I'm sorry, we're going to digress for a second.
Digress.
I was on the dance team. This is at Morton Middle School, right? Mm-hmm. Only me and one other black girl. Everybody else was white. There was a mom who was like, our choreographer quit. And a mom was like, I'll take over, white lady. They lived off of, you know, where all the rich houses is near Henry Clay. So they had one of them old, gigantic houses in Kentucky. And she was like, I'm going to do a sleepover. The girls are going to rehearse in the attic because the attic's huge. This woman can't dance. Anyway, she's like, okay, we're going to come down for dinner. When I tell you this woman served us beans for dinner, beans.
Beans only?
Beans only. Beans. And I'm not talking about.
She said, come down for dinner. And y'all were like, ooh, I'm hungry. What is it?
I thought beans. We were going to have pizza because that makes sense when you have a bunch of girls staying at your house. She served savory beans at that. Not like baked beans, but like.
What are savory beans?
Like black eyed peas, something that's salty. Like like if we were all poor and wanted to eat together. I was just like, I'll never stay at a white person's house.
You know what? When I was a kid in El Paso, Texas, growing up, we used to eat pinto beans for breakfast at school with sugar in them.
That's we used to eat beans with sugar.
Standing dish.
Ugh, I hate beans and sugar.
I loved it.
Correct. And that's
sweet
it. That's all.
Pinto beans for
when
breakfast.
I made baked beans, I used brown sugar. But I'm talking about when we were kids and you would just have beans and you would add the sugar to try to sweeten them up. Disgusting.
What type of beans were you doing that to?
We were doing it to probably pork and beans.
Oh, love the little white meat.
Oh, I
of the
like
pork
sugar
beans.
And pork and beans.
I ain't
I love it, but like it. I would have still been like mad that? If she gave us the pork and beans. But it would have been better than which she served us brown beans. Savory brown beans.
You should not invite people over for dinner if it's just.
If that's we all had a bowl. I thought you were going to say macaroni and cheese because that's like, the white people dish.
And we were in a legit mansion. We were not in no like okay.
Was there a lot of black kids?
There was two black kids. The rest were white.
White children,
and they were accustomed to this.
I don't know, but I was like,
did you eat the beans?
I had to. I was a fat little girl. I was fed. Chubby. I was going to eat them beans very upset. Right. Like,
did you enjoy the beans?
No, it was beans.
Mm-mm. I love beans.
So what type of beans?
Oh,
I love baked beans.
Black eyed peas, pinto, black beans.
I made black eyed peas one time and they were fire. And I've not been able
Melissa,
to do it.
Melissa, let me tell you what I
Hello?
Be hating.
Let's move on.
Melissa will make a fire thing and just never run back to it. And then she'll get a recipe that is perfect. And then she'll be like, let me try this other one. And then it don't be the same.
It's true.
It's never, it's a toxic she's trait. Always just it's a toxic reaching trait. For more. It's
who, true. Women, who be, oh, when?
Melissa, she'll get a recipe. She made this black eyed peas one time for one New Year's Eve. I mean, it just tastes like
they were so good.
Grandmother love. And then she was like, I'm never making this again.
You
and
know why though? It's because
it perfect.
I did, and that
then the
was
next
fire
time she was
too.
Like, "I'm gonna make an adjustment," and then it wasn't perfect.
That's true. It's true.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like black American beans of any sort. Now you give me some rice and peas, the beans that they make
rice
over
and peas.
In uh-huh. the Caribbean. You give me some beans that some Latino people that did
beans.
It. But I love those. Soon as it's just like I'm from the South and I'd have made you some.
You don't like baked beans for like
baked beans is not what I'm referring to. That's a white people, black people, America. But it's not like what I'm talking about. Black eyed peas.
Don't put it on my
plate. Lima beans.
Oh, I hate lima beans.
Love lima.
Other than green beans, but green beans is a class of its own.
But yeah. That isn't even beans, is it?
It's got bean on it.
Is it beans?
Green beans because they're beans on the inside. We just eat the sleeve,
no,
too.
We eat the house.
I don't think of it as beans. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But lima beans are gross, Kev.
I like lima beans. There's not a bean I won't eat.
Oh, that's no. So interesting.
There's it's got
to
be.
I look forward to.
There's one bean I love more than any other bean.
Yeah, me too.
This got real.
Oh.
That's a great bean.
I knew that's where he was
going. Marcus got that bean and his wife was in a car accident. Marcus, we have never been closer friends than that boat.
Yeah, I can't believe I miss this dance class. Dance class, I do you one better. You can dance on this.
And I was so, I mean, every time I would go on my phone while I'm still on the scene of the accident, I'm like.
Negative COVID.
I was like Pipe. Having to show the police officer my phone so she can see my, because that's where our insurance is. And I was just like, let me make sure it's on the correct screen.
She's been fine. It's a long day for her, too. She working traffic.
There's nothing more fun than firing off a dude at a random time of day.
But this is the thing. You would think a man whose wife was in an accident that was now COVID negative would then just get in his car. And come to where his wife is. He
I was
like,
you want me? Cause she was like, no, because we about to just come back to the house. We're going to get it towed. I was like, all right. She's like, I'm just waiting on everybody's report. I was like, you sure?
Women love
she
to
was
do
like,
that.
Yes. Man, she's going to
sure
stand
here.
Because
and be like,
I was there for another 2 hours.
That's Geico's fault. But they punk ass is not sending out the tow truck.
The lizard didn't came out and help.
That lizard.
He don't never be there when it's time to actually do the insurance stuff. He always find himself on TV. But when it's time to actually adjust something, he's somewhere in the trailer.
Uh-huh. These are facts.
That lizard ain't shit.
Also, the dog on Geico, whoever their ad agency is, they kill it more than anybody else.
I know. The caveman, the lizard, yeah, they be no, good. But Progressive is pretty good, too,
I'm
now.
I'm sick and tired of that lizard, to be honest with you. I ain't never liked his voice.
You don't like the Geico?
You don't like the Geico?
Oh, because he got that British accent. Or no, Australian accent.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I can't stand it.
But Flo good, too. Flo is good.
I like Flo.
That's a solid.
And the whole crew.
The whole crew, the yeah. Hair.
So Flo? Is, but so is the Mayhem dude.
Mayhem.
Oh, Mayhem's the best.
Mayhem's a good time.
I don't make commercials like they used to.
I see when Mayhem in Law and Order one time. I said, Mayhem, what you doing?
He's the best.
Jake
from State Farm is good.
Jake from State Farm is really good. And so is
that's one of my favorite
Smooth Black Chocolate Man.
Dennis Haysworth.
That's who I said.
Oh.
The dad from Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
You're in good hands.
He just black.
I only remember him from Waiting to Exhale.
There you go. That's right.
You know, I totally forgot.
He's the good man, Savannah.
Farmers.
He is good.
He's the good man, Savannah. He's
the good man. Farmers.
He won an Oscar.
Yes, the old white man. He's very trustworthy white man. No hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was in Tomorrow World.
No, he don't. You know this white man's face. You know his name.
Chris Pratt's dad in Tomorrow War. Tomorrow War.
I don't know. That was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I cannot think of
it. He's the president from 24, they said.
Pull him up.
I done seen that.
Pull him up.
Allstate guy, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
I'm going to just
no, pull
president?
No,
the president.
No.
In 24, Jack Bauer?
Kevin Baker.
The president.
Is it Kevin? No, it's not Kevin Baker.
We're on different stuff now.
No, who are we talking about?
Oh, no, not Mayhem.
I'm talking about
farmers. We're not talking about farmers. This is chaotic. He's the president.
Pull up Tomorrow World. There's less people in there.
Okay, Tomorrow War. Chris Pratt.
J.K. Simmons.
That's who I said.
Law and Order, dude?
No, that's...
He ain't in Law and Order?
No.
He might have been in one of them.
Law and Order.
He might have been in Law and Order Criminal Intent.
I feel like he's in Law and
Order.
They
all in the chat, baby.
Movies and TVs.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. This is much more entertaining to talk about.
I agree. Okay, let's move on.
He's so stupid.
I concur. Hold on. Let me see if he's in the... he's not in the Law and Order.
I don't remember ever seeing him in Law and Order. There's also a lot of Law and Orders.
What?
Law and Order SVU is the
96 years of Law and Order.
There's a lot. Is that Dick Wolf?
Yeah, they said he was in Law and Order.
Dick Wolf, which
one?
They got
three different versions, don't they?
Yeah, they got three, SVU and Law and Order.
Yeah.
He was in one episode in 1994.
Yeah, he was a regular Law and Order.
No, he was a regular Law and
Order. He played Dr. Emil Skoda.
Thank you.
Is that the assistant? Oh, okay. Well, that's important, too. That's the check that you want, because most insurance company commercials are evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
And them checks be mighty long.
The State Farm commercial where the man and the wife were arguing, and she was like,
"What you call favorite?
Who?
Whatever you like."
Vanessa Calloway.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Oh yeah,
Belle
Calloway.
Oh my God, that is her.
Yeah. You didn't realize that?
Didn't click.
That's
you know, I don't never know nobody's name, but I'm gonna put you there.
Speaking of that, I love when older blacks' eyes turn blue.
Don't take my stuff.
No, when I they get that, too. It is the cataract.
Why did that happen?
It's I don't know. I don't know.
It is my favorite thing. They turn blue or gray.
Blue or gray, and they be like, "I'm old black." And
it almost look a little purple.
Yeah. My great grandma's eyeballs like that.
I don't
see that
in other races. Does that happen in Hispanic culture, Josh?
The eyes turn blue.
Yeah, they got a little ring around blue.
Cataract.
That's that milky. No.
It's the pinto. It's the sugar pinto.
It is that sugar pinto bean. It's disgusting. All right. Anything we want to talk about specifically on the Janelle and
this? I was telling Melissa this.
I do have a question.
It's not Janelle and Christine, but it's just what's happening. This is a marriage deteriorating slowly.
Yeah, and it's painful.
It's like an old
girl,
dog.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Put the dog. Put it out of its misery. If you love the dog, just let it go. But
that's not how you put a dog out of its misery.
By killing it?
You shoot it in the head.
Well, either way, I don't know about doing all that.
I'm sorry. But, I'm not saying you should do it.
But that's that country love. But I'm talking about the more humane euthanasia. Shout out to the euthanasia. but this marriage is like, Cody said, I believe he said, 70-80% of separations result in divorce.
Yes.
And then on top of that, and this didn't click in my mind, they don't have a marriage certificate.
So nah, they didn't say like, that before.
I'm just not coming to talk to you no more. And there's nothing to even finalize.
It's literally like this. We're married.
Yes.
We're divorced.
Exactly.
That is how easy it is.
They middle school married.
They are. We go together. Mm-hmm. Because we go to the same school, and I moved to a new school, so obviously we don't go together no more because there's no way we'll be able to talk to each other.
If 70 to 80% of marriages that have separation end in divorce, then that is plural marriage. You separate from them every 2 days. That should let you know it's not going to work. If every 2 days, I got to leave you
That's
to go
right.
be with my other wife. That's separating all the daggone time. But I don't want to separate you from Masterclass because let me tell you, Masterclass will give you the confidence in whatever topic that you've been wanting to learn from because, baby, Masterclass has the best of the best, giving you the type of knowledge you've always wanted. Actually, I have watched a couple of Masterclass that I have thoroughly enjoyed. I've mentioned it multiple times on here because I actually liked it a lot. I'm not going to even lie to you. It was with Kris Jenner. She was talking about basically branding yourself and how to build your brand. And this is someone who undeniably has built one of the biggest brands known to mankind and in the 20th, what are we in the 21st, 22nd century, one of them centuries. But there's so many other amazing people that have Masterclass on the platform. You can learn from Melody Hobson. She teaches strategic decision making. Shay McGee, design a space you love, which I plan on looking at that Masterclass because that is one of my goals for my current home. Small Habits That Make a Big Impact in Your Life by James Clear. And Radical Candor. And that is with, hold on, I can't see her name. Radical Candor is with Kim Scott. Okay, so, and she's a best-selling author. This fall, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass, from leadership to negotiating to creativity, to cooking. Whether you are watching Masterclass on TV, listening in audio mode, in the app, or on their site, the quality speaks for itself. It's like Masterclass instructors are your own personal mentors that are going to help you reach the next level. How much would it cost to take a one-on-one class from the world's best? Easily tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. With Masterclass annual membership, it's $10 a month. Membership starts at $120 a year for unlimited time to one-on-one class access one-on-one classes with all 180 plus Masterclass instructors, like former FBI Chris Voss's negotiating class and Esther Perel's teaching relational intelligence. As I mentioned before, there's over 180 classes to pick from and new classes to choose from every month. I named a bunch off earlier, so make sure you check it out. Boost your confidence and find practical takeaways you can apply to your life at work. And if you own a business or a team leader, use Masterclass to empower and create future-ready employees and leaders. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Get 15% off at masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
masterclass.com/TBTB.
TBTB. Yeah.
That was good, kid.
Thank you, baby. I love you so much.
Okay, this is the question that I had. Speaking of Janelle and Janelle and Cody's marriage, is the stronghold that their religion has on her that she is still waiting for, I think she called it inspiration or whatever, the answer from God to release her from this marriage. And I think it's really interesting that she said there's nothing she can point to that will, like, that warrants a divorce. And so my question is, do you believe that being unhappy in a marriage is enough grounds to get divorced?
No.
Okay, say more.
Just being unhappy, I mean, I guess it's subjective. Like, in general, just being unhappy?
Yeah, because I think that's all Janelle.
Unhappiness.
Yeah, constant. I think that's all Janelle has right now. She's saying, like, there's no abuse, there's no betrayal. Betrayal
don't like
meaning
this.
Like cheating.
Yeah,
because this is all within the grounds of their. You know.
I would say I change it. I would say yes if it's been worked on and there's been no resolution or can't nothing be done about it. Get the hell up out of there.
Why ain't no reconciliation?
I didn't want to use that word because that's all they say.
Reconciliation.
It's like they got. Stop taking out in that word.
Mm-hmm.
I would say absolutely. Like, get the hell up out. If y'all just unhappy and y'all done tried to work on it and it can't, get up out of there.
Yeah.
It don't take no goddamn 30 years to realize that you need to leave.
When I was a kid, not that this is right. This is just what was taught to me from the pulpit. the only way you could get out of a marriage was beating and cheating. Mm-hmm. If you weren't getting beat or he wasn't cheating on you.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. So it didn't leave. Now, obviously, no matter who said that across the pulpit, that people got divorced for more reasons than that. Mm-hmm. But the God, what they said, God said, and I don't know that it was ever backed up by scripture. It's just like a group of people was like, God said this. Mm-hmm. God was, those were the only allowed, actually we have heard this still to this day.
Yes.
But there's, okay, I don't want to get into a theological debate because Theological Thursday has brought me a lot of pain.
Hello. Uh-huh. Hello. But
yeah.
I would just say, I find it hard to believe that God just wants you. I don't want to serve a God and maybe this is how your God be. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to argue with you. And if you put me on a clip on your Instagram, I'm just going to block you.
Block you.
I just find it hard to believe that God just wants you to sit in a marriage and suffer as a living sacrifice to him. I don't want to serve God. And I don't believe God just got us up in here just to suffer.
Some people
and you got married. There's a lot of people got married, especially in my group of friends. Mm-hmm. Better to marry than to burn. Whether we understand that scripture in context or not,
that's what they be saying.
Get married because you want to have sex. Are you compatible? Who cares? You'll figure it out. You got a baby together. You just don't be shacking up getting married. In my experience, that doesn't keep people married.
Yeah.
And I done said this before, and I'm going to say it again. We look back to the past a lot. My grandma and grandpa stayed married for 40, 50 years because she couldn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Had she had the opportunities to leave him, like she hated him. Old Otis.
Old Otis.
She hated old Otis, but where was she going to go? She couldn't get a job, couldn't open a bank account, couldn't get a credit card. The doggone Society of America kept more marriages together than the doggone marriage itself. And now women have more choices. They can go work where they want to work and get a job. And now, men, you ain't got enough. You got to actually be vulnerable now.
Vulnerable.
You think I like being vulnerable? I don't like it. It requires a lot of me. But Melissa can go get a job and leave me. Hello? And I can't have a secret family around the corner. You That's frowned that? Upon now.
All right, enough.
Now, what I was going to say is, secret families
kept the black community together. Like, hey, man, we look alike. Y'all is brothers.
That is your sibling. I'm enjoying That's Alice your twin. Keep going.
But I this love is it. The auntie is the mama.
To answer, and you your cousin.
And your grandma is the baby.
to answer your question, I think it depends on what you got married for. I came from a background of thinking that basically Christian heterosexual couples owned marriage. They owned the definition of marriage. Mm-hmm. So you had to get married under the parameters in which we got married, which is till death do us part. Mm-hmm. So with that, the answer would be no. However, I feel like there are people who like for instance, we used to watch a show called Married at First Sight. Mm-hmm. Those people got married for the experience. Mm-hmm. So I guess then if you feel like the experience is over, you can get a divorce. So I realized that people's definition of what a marriage is supposed to mean varies so much from what I felt like it had to mean.
Yes.
So unfortunately for Janelle, her definition of what marriage is something that requires her to have a reason that is so drastic. And happiness is not one of those reasons.
Yeah. Religion, they have all said, now Melissa said this to me, and I didn't realize this. I must have missed it when they said that they're supposed to be married after this in eternity.
Death. Yeah.
They're supposed to stay married. They hate each other alive. Y'all gonna go be buried post alive life, and y'all hate each other now. Everybody hates Cody but Robin.
Correct.
So if they didn't have God looming over them,
yeah,
they would have been gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only fear they have is God is going to be unhappy with me. And that does not keep a happy marriage.
And Robin didn't even, sorry, I'm going to shut up real quick. Robin didn't even, because I'm letting you eat your food. Excuse me. Robin didn't even vow to stay married to Cody. She vowed to plural marriage.
She sure did.
Oh, snap.
That's the reason, because she could let all this crap fall apart around her. And her marriage could be solid. She is like, no.
For marriage, y'all making decisions that for my life that I didn't ask y'all to.
That is what
I want to be in plural.
She want to be in plural. She don't want she, but she getting the best of plural.
She said, we are they, them, not a she, him. She's correct. Like, pluralize this right now.
She's yeah. the one that says she likes when Cody's at the other people's house because she gets to do they get to stay up late.
Meanwhile, he spends the most time at her house. She's lying.
The stronghold that religion has on this woman be the problem with people in religions. Mm-hmm. They don't even know the full rules. They always sitting around, well, I think you're supposed to do this. According to our religion, I believe you're supposed to do that. Either you know it or you don't.
Hello?
These people sitting, Warren talking about it, you can't leave the marriage. Heifer, you ain't even married. So what marriage are you leaving? What marriage are you sticking around with? The rules of our marriage, bitch, you ain't got no marriage.
And the first guy was struggling too, they said in the book.
Man, and if you gonna want to go by something, understand it fully before you try to follow the rules of it and don't even know the goddamn rules.
Right.
They going off commercials. Well, on the one commercial with the lady.
The one commercial with the lady.
Going off commercials.
I feel like I definitely agree there was a period of time in my life where I didn't think that happiness was a reason to get divorced. But I don't know that I want to sign up to a life with someone of just misery.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
God will be pleased.
Yeah, I don't think he would, because I can imagine that relationship isn't even honoring what marriage is, because we fuss and fight and arguing and bickering all day, every day.
Right.
Like, leave me be. Go, I go. I would think. The other thing is, I think when you get married very willy-nilly, then you realize that maybe the two people just aren't compatible and they shouldn't have got married in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, instead of like sticking it out, I do think sometimes you have to fix the mistake.
Yes.
And go back to ground zero.
And I think some people have a hard time accepting that. I think they're like, well, no. Well, because marriage is a decision. Like, it is a decision. But I think for some people, it's like, no, it's a decision that I can't undecide. And it's like, no, you once you're married, you have been married. There's no like, I've never been married before. Right. But it's also like, you can still course correct. It's like when a teacher lets you go back to fix the mistakes on your test, mm-hmm. and yep. people are like, no, I have the final grade and it's an F and we're here.
Yes.
And right. I'm like, I was just looking at an old clip when we were in Kentucky that we did the podcast. I realized that most people, we just talked about it. I got a video of it. Mm-hmm. Most people are more committed to their vow. Mm-hmm. than they are the actual other person. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much that they are like, I'm committed to staying married to you. I'm committed to saying, I said, till death do us part.
Right.
So until one of us die, I guess we're together. Where I feel like we have made a conscious decision to, I vow to be with the version of you that is trying to be a better person and not trying to purposefully make me miserable.
Right.
If that person cannot try its best to exist, and that person either turns into, I don't really give a care about my life and I'm just going to fall apart, and or I don't care if I make you miserable, I don't care if I'm ruining all of your hopes and dreams, I'm no longer in this.
This is what,
'cause that's not a partnership.
No. Yes. This is what the last 10 or 15 minutes of this episode was about, when they were saying that Cody changed, I changed, you changed, yes. we changed. They have, as a group, given up on loving the current version of each other.
Can I add a layer to this, though?
Maybe layer it up.
I also think when you are married young, right? And I think this is like the caution that people have against marrying young. The reality is you haven't experienced yourself enough to know what you like and what you don't like.
Yep.
And Christine, I think, is actually a really great example of this, where she signed up for plural marriage. And as she gets older and she has experiences that allow her to discover herself, then she begins to realize,
you want a monogamous relationship.
Correct.
With a black dude.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a black dude.
I mean, with Shamar Moore.
Oh, got it.
I think that is, whether it's the current version of yourself or as you begin to discover yourself through life experiences, you begin to realize, I thought ideally I would be like this.
Yep.
But in reality, I'm like this.
And guess what? He's married to four, at the time, married to four women. Mm-hmm. Only one of them doesn't expect much from him.
Well, I'm going to say this one last thing. The other thing is, Cody got older, and you realize the one he had the most problems with, the one he don't want to reconcile, is the very first woman mm-hmm. he got married to.
Mary.
Mary. Because I think he realized whatever she represents or whatever she is, it was never compatible with him.
Yep.
I don't think he wanted to do the work.
That's what I think it is.
I think that's what it really is.
I love Melissa. I'm talking again.
See?
I love Melissa, and being married to her requires work. Weekly work, therapeutic work. Let me tell you what. I get Cody. Because if I had three more women, I'd be like, y'all is out. Melissa, we going to work on this one. Y'all demand. And it ain't even the same thing. Time from you and this. This from you and that. You catfish me, and I got to forgive? Mm-mm. Okay, I live with one most of the time. I'm going to work on her. You bet. You buy. You hurt my feelings and embarrass me, but also buy. I'm not finna do the work of three or four times. It would require too much therapy.
It's not possible.
That's why he ain't sex Mary since Daddy Bush was in office, and Janelle since Obama's first term.
Hello?
No, it's the thing. It's like you got these different personalities. Everybody going through something different. You cannot split 100% four ways 100%. It don't matter.
And I don't know about fractional percentages, but I know you can't do that, man.
You can't do that.
25, 25, 25.
And no, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%.
No, and he's not even dividing the 25% up equally.
Even if he was, they would still want 100%.
No, that's what 25% pisses off the other 75% every time you do it.
Well, exactly. You definitely can't have modern women, in my opinion, in a plural marriage. And if they want like a vulnerable man, a man that listens, a man that's not, no. You get what you get and you don't get upset is what it is. And they got upset.
Yes.
You got no rights to get upset. That's when it worked.
It worked when women were property.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have hopes and dreams and thoughts. Right. You got mine.
Cooking and taking care of kids. Yes. Well, shut up. Wait, I'm going to go over here.
Well, Christine didn't want none of that. Christine wanted the sex. Mm-hmm. She said, you're not giving me the sex. I want out.
I don't want the sex. I don't want to give it to you. Somebody
said, I'm going to be smashing one of my sister wives on the side, too. You ain't going to know about that.
Nope. Man, listen.
Janelle wanted independence. Christine wanted sex. Robin wanted the status quo. And Mary wanted another person.
That's why when Robin had the nerve to say, you know, Mary, she takes loyalty in her vows. Seriously, oh, yes, I was like, she's the bitch that was trying to leave in a catfish affair.
That's why she was mad, because the catfish wasn't loyal to that picture. She was out. If she that was
catfish would have came through,
catfish Mary would have been gone.
She probably was more upset that the catfish wasn't there than the other catfish was.
Would y'all be shocked if shocked if Christine had an affair? No, Janelle is who I'm talking about. Janelle, the one that's married.
I would be shocked. I think when she said last night or Sunday night, she was like, I don't even want a date. I don't want nothing. She's exhausting of this. I just don't want you. I just didn't want to tell you in the moment, but I hate you.
She was like, yeah, I feel like it.
I'd be really surprised.
Go ahead.
No, what tripped me out was Mary. She was like, I don't want to be here. I want to be here. Like, I want to leave. I don't want to leave. I know exactly what I want.
What the fuck you just say?
After all of that, she said,
Airbnb.
I know.
B&B pisses me off.
Yeah. It's a stupid thing to be mad about, but every time we're down at the B&B, I'm like, say air.
Or either go back. It's bread and breakfast. Just say bread and breakfast. I can't even say it.
Bread and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. That's why I'm not saying it right. It's bed and breakfast.
What were you saying?
Bread.
You were
hungry.
Because I was trying to say it too.
Bread. I was like, bread and breakfast. And I was like, that feels stupid.
I feel like you
said
I in a...
Either way, I hate it, and it's a stupid thing. Every time she says, I'd be like, just
gotta
say
do the
stupid.
B&B. And 5 hours. And I'm sorry.
Say it.
And she was like, and I got to move my business, and I was thinking it's a brick and mortar. She said the online store, bitch, it's online.
I want to leave.
She got a tote to fill up.
I hate you. You know how much you hate somebody when your business work could be anywhere? I got to move it away. Why?
Your business is on Teespring.
Don't, because I hate you. That's why.
She got a tote. She got to put my laptop in that tote. My candles. You know, I got a couple of figurines over there. They're going to go in that tote, too.
She's probably doing the drop shipping that we used to do. Where they shipping from wherever.
Oh, but she got the laptop. No, because what y'all don't understand, if she moves 5 hours away, the emails go faster. It's closer to the server in the mountains of Colorado.
Well, he talked about teaching his kids how to drive.
Oh, my God.
They live literally in the middle of nowhere.
Literally.
Let them drive.
Everybody should know how to drive. I was driving at 8 years old. My uncle's, here, boy, take him keys, go down there, take the truck down there and fill it up with wood and bring it back because we got some for the fireplace.
Dang, what was the Civil War like?
I don't know. People still look at wood burning stuff.
People in the country, they don't follow the rules of the world. No. Get in that tractor and
what you gonna hit? You gonna hit a bale of hay at the most.
And the bale of hay ain't gonna put no insurance on
it. His daughter was driving that up.
He was like, oh, I'm teaching my kids how to drive. Thing. They should all know how to drive by 8 months.
Also, though, it was an unnecessary scene.
Yes.
Don't involve the kids.
It was
bad enough. We got to say.
Crazy.
Why are we talking about this? I don't care.
In a restaurant where the waitress is the goddamn chef and the cashier. They go there every week. And they got to involve these kids.
The PA. She's the PA, the all chef, yes. The waiter.
She's a valet. Yeah. Then we got to sit here and watch these kids drive his goddamn four wheel up a hill.
That needs to be a Bald and a Beautiful trip. We need to go eat at that restaurant.
Oh, Salsa and Brava. We only
do.
Wow, we gonna pull up. She gonna be out there. She's like, oh, you.
She probably got all
they're gonna be talking in there right now.
We gonna hold up. We gonna go wait at the little thing. She gonna run up. How many today for her? Right, right this way.
I'll be like, I want the Janelle special. What does she get?
A bowl of beans.
That's what I want.
I hadn't eaten for dinner when I was 8.
Give me the Cody chips along with it, please.
Wait,
and
Erica.
I need hot winter water.
Yes. And so do I, with the lemon.
The way Cody threw that cup down.
He was said, so disgusted.
No.
Oh, because I thought you meant when she served in the cold water in the restaurant.
That's what
he
did. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm talking about when he was at home. He threw that cup in the sink.
Wait, Erica Alexander says she's going to Flagstaff this weekend. If you're being for real and not being for a fake, I want a picture.
Please, Erica, send it to us.
Please go to Salsa and Brava.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Salsa.
That's probably the worst Mexican food ever.
How far of our drive is that?
Look.
Flagstaff is outside of Phoenix, isn't it?
Let's do it.
Kentucky.
She says she's serious. She's really going.
Kentucky Mexican food is horrible.
I don't think so. I think it's great.
No.
It's great.
Josh, and you shouldn't. I didn't know that until I moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kentucky has actually a lot of Latino people.
Really?
A lot of Lexington people, anyway. Specifically.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, that one. I couldn't imagine going to a state where the population is 9 and 12 of them are white eating Mexican food.
And Mexican food is great when Mexican people make it.
Yes.
But I think Texas Mexican food is better than L.A. This is my truth. I will stand in it. This is for real. Texas Mexican food better than L.A.? I do.
You mean Tex-Mex or just?
This right there.
No, not Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex is American.
That was the last thing that got took.
Chicago, right. Low-key has a lot of Mexican people. Their Mexican food is outstanding.
All
their
food is good in Chicago.
It really is.
They be killing.
All right, yeah,
let's go. Let's go to Salsa. Right, I was about to say Salsa and Bravo and beer. Oh, you caught it for the first time.
I did.
And he's like, look, but I'll knock it over.
Erica Alexander, we need you
we're
to
not
send.
Done. Sit down.
No, we finna be done.
But we're
where
not.
Sit down, where are you boy? Going, though?
He thought the episode was over when you were like, all right, we're done.
Hello? No, I want to tell her, send us a picture. Go to Salsa and Bravo, send us a picture. It's probably boarded up.
And don't marry Cody
and
while you're there.
Make a reservation for us, please. There'll be 5 of us, including Josh.
Yes. And ask, who's this? Oh, hello.
Yes.
And ask the waiter. The waiter. Ask the waiter that is also the everything and the PA for all the tea. Mm-hmm. Everything that didn't make the show, get the tea from her.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
She won't have no tea because they don't talk when she comes in.
It's too hot.
She's behind that door, and there's no way the sound goes under there. It sounded like she was behind a steel beam in a door.
All right. Thank you guys so much because my Mac finna go to sleep. Bye.